Le Journal du Jazz.
Und das ist der Podcast auf onlinejazzradio.de. Er ist der Grund, warum viele junge Leute in den 90er Jahren Jazz gehört haben oder damit angefangen haben, Jazz zu hören. Mit seinen Alben Bending New Corners und The Dawn hat Eric Truffaz die jüngere Jazzgeschichte der 90er Jahre in Europa entscheidend mitgeprägt, mit seinen Ausflügen in Drum and Bass und Hip-Hop. Er gilt als einer der legitimen Nachfolger von Miles Davis. Auf seinem aktuellen Album Doni Doni geht er neue Wege, nämlich eine Art musikalische Weltreise von Afrika über die Sümpfe Louisianas und die Klangweite der Fjorde Norwegens bis weiter in die Clubs von New York und Paris. Und man sieht einen Reifen, man sieht einen neuen Eric Truffaz und er ist heute hier bei mir im Studio, im Podcast, wie immer von und mit Nabil Atassi.
Thank you. Das ist der Podcast auf onlinejazzradio.de und das Stück heißt Kudu und es stammt vom neuen Album Doni Doni von Eric Truffaz. Und Eric Truffaz ist bei mir im Studio. Ich freue mich sehr. Bonjour Eric, it's really nice to have you here. Hi.
Good morning. Schönen Tag.
Doni Doni means step by step. That's the title of your new album. And was that also your slogan when you made this album?
Every album is make step by step. For example, this tune, this song Kudu, we composed it in Johannesburg. It was a collaboration with a dance company. So we improvise with the dancer this song. 3 years after, we put it on the record.
I remember your early albums, like the early Blue Note albums, like The Dawn. I remember that young people started listening jazz because of this. So is this still something that you consider when you do an album, or is it something completely different?
When we compose album, we never consider what kind of people can listen the album. But me and the other musician of the band, we are really open to a lot of kind of music. We love jazz, sure, but we love also pop music. We love hip-hop like The Roots, D'Angelo, soul music. So it opened our mind.
Earlier back then, you were like this, doing this drum and bass stuff, but now on this new album, you're going a little bit further. It's like a world journey or something like that. It has singing in it, it has electronics in it, and it has also rap in it.
I think it's the influence of our collaboration with African Dance Company. After we were in an African mood, and I wanted to have African guests. The same things that when we record The Dawn, you know, every month we perform at the Blue Note in London, and we had sound system with a drum and bass. It was Marcello's band. And after, the consequence of this was the band, The Dawn, because we practiced drum and bass. We were in this music, and when we composed, it came.
I can only tell again, it made young people listen to jazz, these kinds of albums that came out in the 90s. In the future, do you think of like going further, going into new directions with other musics like ultra-modern electronics or whatever?
No. That's sure that when we compose a new album with my band, we have a reflection. What to do and what we cannot do. The first things we try to have emotion and pleasure.
It's your 20th album that you are recording. And you were talking about the African mood. And now you're French, and this African mood has something to do with Mali. And also the title is on the Malian language. Is this a coincidence? You're French and talking about Mali. Has it something to do with the actual things that are going on? Or is this really only because France and Mali are like associated with each other?
No, it's a pure coincidence. Not really coincidence, but because we invite Malian singers, so it was natural to find a Malian title. I have a friend who is a writer. He stay 3 months in Bamako. So I asked him if he wrote on his book some Malian expression. He gave me maybe 10 expressions, and I chose Doni Doni.
Doni Doni is the title of Eric Truffaz's new album, and we're getting some of the African mood with the next song. It's called Chikin.
Kodumbe, kope don te. Se si, se si.
With Online Jazz Radio, and I'm very happy to have Eric Truffaz in the studio, and he's having his new album played tonight in Berlin at Grüner Salon, and this was Jikin from the new album. Eric, when you record your 20th album, I mean, that's a whole amount of music and time that you were spending on recording music. What keeps you motivated in going into new paths and record new music? What do you have to do to like be able to do a new album?
You know, to record album or to make love is not so different. Maybe you make love for 30 years, 40 years, but what you have to do to have the maximum good emotion and the maximum honesty and the best you can. So I think what I have to do, as I said before, is to tell a good story and to stay fresh. That's the difficulty. How could you stay fresh? I can say that what helped us for this album is that we've got a new drummer. It's a young man who's called Arthur Natek. And he's 25 years. He lived in New York for a long time. He has another experience than us. He gave fresh air to us.
It doesn't happen very often that you take new musicians into your group because you like to have this constant band, and you have to have this bad sound.
It was not my plan to have a new musician, but since 1991 I had a drummer. He's called Mark Herbetta. We composed the Dawn and Bending and a lot of albums together. But he was tired of touring, and he wanted to take care of his kid. Who are teenager, so we decide to stop for one album. So I had to find.
So he'll be back.
Maybe.
You said your old drummer, he is tired of touring, but you're still doing it. You're touring. I mean, touring is a whole part of a musician's life. It belongs to it. Do you sometimes get tired of doing it, touring around? I mean, you're facing a long tour right now.
No, I'm never tiring of touring, because I love to play. This is completely incredible to give concert. This is a pure moment. So what I prefer in my life is to play and to have big emotion with people. It could be on stage, but it could be also with my daughter, with my wife, with my family. But that's a really deep moment.
Do you actually take them on tour, your family?
No, it's not possible. It's difficult. I did this in India where my kid was, where they were really young. So when I record Benares in Kolkata, I bring them 2 months. And we did school, in the flat in Calcutta.
So
but now they are 17. I will play in Ronnie Scott in London in a few weeks, and my youngest daughter will come. Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2 kids. 17. The 17 one, she play in a rock band.
So they are musically going forward.
Yeah, she play clarinet and she sing, but she's in a rock like Radiohead, this kind of thing. And the youngest one is 13, and she want to be a classic singer.
So there's new Tufas maybe coming up in the future, doing some music.
Yes, I wish.
Your new album Doni Doni was recorded last year and just sorted out, and many musicians tell me that when the new album is out, they immediately go on tour and then they start developing something new. Are you also doing this?
Yes, because when you invite, you record it after. That's the first step, but the second step is to play it on stage. You know, the form of my music is in between. We use a lot of, as I told you, soul or rock or ambient form, but the deep of the music is jazz. We improvise. That's the key of the fresh music, to try to be inventive.
Eric Truffaz is in the studio. We're looking forward to have more fresh and new music from you, and looking forward to have you touring here in Germany and also elsewhere. Thank you for coming to the studio, Eric. I appreciate very much, and I hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Vielen Dank. It was my pleasure.
Das war Online Jazz Radio, der Podcast, und bei mir war Eric Truffaz mit seinem neuen Album Doni Doni, und wir hören zum Abschluss ein sehr afrikanisches Stück, es heißt Sidon. Das war der Podcast, wie immer von und mit Nabil Atassi. Kan
sasanu uma dueleni seidu nakanchi kasanu uma dueleni